eyes. Give it up, somebody else's home. Before somebody else starts breaking up their own. Did you hear my dreams? The stupid things they say. It's not that it's so much fun, but it's safer that way. Keep your feelings, keep your feelings. Can't let those kind of feelings go. Got to get right through the way I feel for you. Still got a long way to go. Confess me, accuse me to fix a little tenderness. Wise alibis, anything that's said is true. But we can live back love and stare at each other's eyes with a hand in the morning. I'll be conscious for you. Secret feelings, secret feelings. Look at those kind of feelings show. I got to get right through the way I feel for you. Still got a long way to go. Well, we got it today. We can both confess and you can bust through the usual tenderness. Wise eyes, alibis, anything that's said that it's true. We can stay like lovers staring at each other's eyes. With the magic of the moment, I become too much for you. Secret feelings, secret feelings. Can't let those kind of feelings show. I got to get right through the way I feel for you. But I still got a long way to go. I still got a long way to go.
Cause Sing songs of love and fidelity, but then I realized we would have a very short evening. And as I am in Harrogate, weird sex capital of Yorkshire, I thought, well, you know, the sky's the limit. In an anonymous rendezvous, forbidden lovers. They're burning down another damn candle. They're melting the tables and chairs. Beneath them, applause from the balcony. Whenever they accomplished making love, other times they thought they had laughter. From the balcony above, she lies to thrive, and she carelessly recites all of her brand new appetites. She seems brittle and small, and don't sound like her at all. Since she came back to him, happy to fall. Never visit the countryside, so I made you a country artist. You put up a little tent in the bedroom. Crickets played on a tape recorder. The ceiling was festooned with phosphorus stars. She noticed his skin turning cold. Burning all his clothes on the bonfire. Relax, she whispered, and tightened the blindfold. She lies to his right, and she carelessly recites all of the brand new appetites. Brittle and small, and don't smell like her at all. Since she came back to him after the fall, she said you changed, but not for the bit of it. I'd tell you why, but what's the use? 'Cause it's the same kind of pity. Drunkard gives us his excuse. He was sharp and ideal as a bobby pin. Now your eyes are deserted and quiet. You both look like those four shattered mannequins. Thrown through the window in the rise. She lies in his arms, and without any qualms, revels in shallow delight. She seems brittle and small, and don't sound like her at all. Since she came back to him, since she came back to him. Thank you.
See, a song that I'm going to play for you next is when I was being led astray. Around the time I was a young man, I was roaded in a taxi cab on my way to Mexico. And that's true. I was coming out of Tucson, Arizona, and I was half in love with my cab driver. She was a very attractive girl. And I was going away for a wild romance with this girl. I was far from home and stupid. And then we got to the edge of town, and we started to argue about what was on the radio. She wanted to listen to Dark Side of the Moon, and I wanted to listen naturally to Fleetwood Mac. Was actually the only option. It was either one or the other. And she turned the taxi around and drove me back to my hotel, and we said these embarrassed goodbyes, and I thought, would it be ungentlemanly of me now to add a tip to the bill? Which I did. And then I went inside, and it was nearly dawn, there was hammering on the wall next door. I don't know what it was. They were doing reconstruction work at 5 a.m. I think there was this repetitive hammering. I don't know what it was. In any case, I looked over and there was a guitar, and I wrote this song about the misadventure that I'd been on. Oh, I just don't know where we're though it says that we forever, now whenever we leave him hanging on. They sell a chair by eye, you said you can't go home without a shadow. Accidents will happen, all within right. Used to be a victim, now you're not the one I want. Accidents will happen, all within right. I don't want to hear it, cause I know what I've done. Well, there is so many fish in the sea, and on the horizon and I swear the smoke like burning food. But then you keep me hanging on, then chew you well, huh? Time is made up, your mouth is up done. Accidents will happen, we're all within right. You used to be a victim, now you're not the only one. Accidents will happen, we're all within right. I don't want to hear it, cause I know what I'm I know.
couple of days before I found you in this smell. Was the reward? What can I say? Should I look away? It's still too soon. Or is it still too soon to know? It didn't take much to bring us into whose it was in the way that he came close to touching you. The look in your eyes, I thought I read.
Best in all, I met them well, but
arrived. I found that I couldn't quite tell them it's not very far from tears to mirth. It's not many moments that will capture your breath. It's not very long that you spend on this earth. She'd never know just what Harry's worth. He walked away since the summertime. Rain beat through her nose in drummer time. Cool with his humor, she was quick with her tongue. But no year had passed, my honeymoon didn't last. Some barely didn't seem young. It's not very far from tears to mirth. It's not many moments that will capture your breath. That you spend on this earth, you never know just what Harry was worth. Thank you.
Strangely, we took different paths on our fortunes, kind of, where it turned out different. But, the fellow who taught me computers, he said, when they're not working very well, you creep up on them unexpectedly. And that's how you get them to work. And I've adapted that approach to all machinery since, particularly the piano, which is a tricky beast at the best of times for somebody with my dexterity.
Is it worth it? You and your groceries for the wife and a bicycle on the mom's birthday. Just a rumor that was spreading around town. But the women and children soon will be shipbuilding. Yeah. dissolving her responsibilities to find and deny everyone with every flattering comparison. You don't care. Streets are paved with heaven's pennies, gutters full of suicides. Tell instead of fell from grace, somewhere near Arcadia. Watching over a flash of the neon radio. Velvet gloves and country clubs, we're never gonna hold her. Ringing the necks of silly southern bells. Wanted to be scolded. Don't bring me down, I'm troubled down. Blue sorry alert, ooh, misalert. Tennyson dropped out of sight, turned up in another town. Change your name from the spotlight, singing like a bluebird in a secret gown. She finally fell and married well, but I knew it would last. Reversing, hacking to the limelight, no one ever saw her even half blasted. Don't bring me down, I'm trouble bound. Sorry, alert, it's stellar. Wedges of those soldier boys threw their bodies in the air. Selfish men replenishing fortunes and dream of her. Check the perfume of the car, 1929. They used her up to raise morale, mother for a warrior. Watch the shot beyond reveal, but this is not the last act of the story. The night is black, it's black shellac. Stellar is silent as the grave, until an evil drags you through the stead. Don't bring me down, I'm troubled man. Blue summer in alert, boom, it's stellar.
Instead of these, feeding air.
garden, hear the music from the carousel. The wind picks up the carriage, starts to sway. It's one by one, the lights going out in schools of time. I see you take his hand and walk away. They say that you will always be the last to know. They say that all that glitters is that gold. It's not that you're never coming back to me. It's the middle way that I was told. And I'm up by the garden tree. Even my heart is taken. Sitting down because I'm tired. I'm sitting down because I want to get closer to you. So close it becomes uncomfortable. I might come down and sit there in your lap in a minute. I'd like to set this one out. I always like to sing one for my gal, for my boys that are back home. They're 8-year-old twin boys now, so they're doing the usual afternoon routine of playing cards and drinking brandy. We're getting them ready for the vaudeville life. I have an agreeable baby, loves everything that I do, dances most every night, movies are delight. I seem to go for them too. But when dances and movies are done, that's when we have real fun. Gee, it's great after being out late, walking my baby back home, arm in arm over meadow and farm, walking my baby back home. We'd go along harmonizing a song while I'm reciting a poem. Hours go by and they give me the eye, walking my baby back home. We stop for a while, she gives me a smile and snuggles her head on my chest. We start into bed and that's when I get her rather all over my bed. After I have straightened my tie, she wants to borrow my comb. One kiss, then we continue again, walking my baby back home. So I have to park outside of her door till it's light. She says if I try to kiss her, she'll cry. I dry her tears all through the night, hand in hand through a barbecue stand, right through her doorway we were home. Even then it is pleasure again, walking my baby back home. Oh yeah, walking my baby back home. Oh, walking my baby back home.
you. Now, I wouldn't be sitting up here singing for you now if it hadn't been for my dad being a singer, I think. He was on the radio and in the dance hall and even on the television when I was a little lad. He sang with the Joe Loss Orchestra for many years, and I used to see him when I was very small on the early ITV. And the lesson from this is never let your three-year-old loose in the back of the television with a screwdriver looking for his father. as time moved on and I became more aware of music, it was very exciting when he was on the Royal Variety Show of 1963. That was really then truly a royal command performance. The Queen commanded you to perform, otherwise, and there were consequences if you didn't turn up. It wasn't just a bunch of no-hopers off X Factor, you know. It was It was the real stars, you know, Max Bygraves, Dickie Henderson, Susan Moore, Los Paraguayos, international singing stars like Marlene Dietrich and her accompanist Burt Bacharach. And the One Direction of that year, a group from Liverpool called the Beatles. That's the show that you probably remember the legend that John Lennon said you can clap along, and except for those of you in the Royal Box, you can rattle your jewellery or words to that effect. And that was what took the headlines the next day, so nobody really remembers that my dad in the first half of the show sang If I Had a Hammer for the Queen Mother. Now, the Queen Mother was very fond of word songs. Never having had a job of her own. She had all the hits of Lead Belly. She did. And the Weevils. That was very thrilling, you know, to see my father on that. He looked very elegant, very much the band singer of the day with the tuxedo or the lounge suit. And then as the 60s wore on, he had to sing the song, the hits of the day. That's what people did. So one week he'd be singing It's Not Unusual, and the next week he'd be singing Like a Rolling Stone. It was a bit confusing, you know. Towards the end of the 60s, he started to grow his hair long. And he abandoned the band, he left the Joe Loss Orchestra, and he hit the road to play social clubs and working men's clubs in Wakefield and Carnetley, take him a message of peace and love and sing about everything is beautiful. And his appearance went from suave and debonair to something like Peter Sellers in What's New Pussycat, or for the younger people in the audience, Austin Powers. And it was therefore unusual in our house, the generation gap went something like this. He'd say things to me like, you're a disgrace to the family! Grow your hair! So it took a little while for me to catch up, and I eventually got my white Les Paul copy and thought I knew four and a half chords maybe. He let me go along with him to some of the clubs that he was playing in to carry his equipment and learn a little bit about being in the business. I went with him to Blackpool on this one occasion. I mean, for those of you who live in a landlocked paradise like Harrogate, it's hard to really imagine the majesty that is Blackpool. You know, in those days, you know, they didn't even have gambling, so people used to get on buses and drive 40 miles to go and look at electric lights, you know. If you haven't ever been there, they're just five sad donkeys tied to a post. And at the end of the pier, there's a telescope through which you can occasionally see the sea. So at the end of the day, all the mums and dads would gather their kids off the beach. They'd be somehow improbably got sunburned. They were full of pop and candy floss and crying. And they push him into bed at the B&B or the hotel if they were posh, and go and see my dad sing Everything is Beautiful and dancing around in a strobe light. I'm behind a curtain and the organist is a swine. He deliberately gives me the wrong note. He knows I'm inexperienced. And as the curtain goes up, I'm completely and utterly out of tune with the band. So I did what any sensible person would do.
I got hold of the gold volume control on my Les Paul copy from Korea and turned it right off and played the show of my life. After a couple of numbers, I got really flash, you know, something. It was a perfect preparation for being on Top of the Pops. So, naturally, just like today, there were people in those clubs who were in show business who shouldn't have been. And in fact, some of them shouldn't have been out of the house. And so I started to write this song about them when I was 17. And I finished it tonight on the way here, so I'd like to play it for you. Maureen and Stan were looking for a job. They got songs for every occasion and a little limelight robbery. But no one will buy them, there's nothing to be signed. So we autographs and overdraft as she goes out of her mind. Up on the wall with a thousand faces, unwanted posters of the haunted places. Roll up with a ghost train, yarn star through the city, step right up and show your face with only what the pretty ones. Roll up with a ghost train, yarn star through the city, step right up and show your face with only what the pretty ones. Rink, looking for the drummer who threw up in the sink, laughing and singing, dressed up like dice. Maybe they could freeze to death out there on the ice. Look at the graceful way she dances, one foot speaks, the other answers. Roll out through the ghost train, not stop through the city, step right up and show your face. The pretty ones. Roll out with a ghost train, not stop through the city. Step right up and show your face. Only want the pretty ones. She plays the theme of the flea pit. He plays a Spanish guitar. He got a black eye from a waitress. She's not seeing any stars. You can be refused and you can be replaced. You can change your name, but you can change your face. And as they make believe it's just another holiday, they turn on each other as they hear that joker say, roll up with the ghost train, not stop through the city. Step right up and show your face with only what the pretty ones. Roll out through the ghost train, not stop through the city. Step right up and show your face with only what the pretty ones. I don't hold with all that weird stuff. I'm a lover, not a fighter. And all this whips and chains stuff, it always scared me. When I was a young, impressionable man, I shared a house with some people whose favorite song was I Want to Make Violent Love to You. You know that song. Scared the hell out of me. And there was no laughing matter. And so I wrote this here song about it. this couple. And I've been judging audiences ever since on the basis of their reaction to it. Take off your shoes, hang up your wings, stack up the chairs, roll up the rug, savor the things that sobriety brings, draining the last from a jug. But when I hit the bottle, there's no telling what I'll do. There's something deep inside me wants to turn you black and blue. I can't resist you, I can't breathe. Twist your loving arms till you capitulate. Meet me in the kitchen and I'll meet you in the hall. It's not that I love better than a free-for-all. So take your pretty neck and see which way it bends. When it is all over, we will still be friends. Too many people just can't get kissed. But there's nothing I can do to make amends, baby. Hope you don't murder me. Oh, was it alright? Oh, was it okay? I'll make it all up to you someday. But you didn't have to laugh that way. Oh, no, you didn't have to laugh that way. Fathers and 12 Bloody Marys for that, I would say. There's no laughing matter, that's for sure. And later that same night, she may be the face I can't forget, the trace of pleasure or regret, may be my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song the summer sings, maybe the chill that autumn brings, maybe 100 different things within the measure of a day. She may be the beauty or the beast, maybe the famine or the may turn each day into a heaven or a hell. She may be the mirror of my dreams, a smile reflected in the stream. She may not be what she may seem inside the shell. She who always seems so happy in her crown, whose eyes can be so private and so proud, no one's allowed to see them when they cry. She may be the love that cannot hope to last, may come to me from shadows of the past that I remember to the day I die. I'll take her laughter and her tears and make them all my souvenirs. For where she goes, I've got to be. The meaning of my life is she.
Thank you.
Now I can remember like it was only yesterday. Love was young and foolish, like a little child at play. But oh, how love has changed. I couldn't say how we.
dance moves from. When you think Lana Del Rey, you think me.
so I wrote this here song about that dilemma.
Yeah, in the last year of my youth.
talking. I couldn't talk or die. My back goes sleepwalking while I'm looking over to write. Concrete's information. Have you got yourself an occupation? All of us are here to stay. All of us are here on their way. And I would rather be in a way else, but here today. There was a chip on Charlie, he didn't crack his smile. But it's no laughing party when you've been on the bird of mine. Only takes one inch of trigger, one more little, one less white day. All of us are here to stay. All of us are here on that way. And I would rather be in a way less, but here today. Hong Kong is up in grabs, London is full of apps. We could be in Palestine, overrun by a Chinese light. The Mars and the Mercy and the Gems and the Tide. But there's no danger, it's a professional career. No, it could be arranged, just a word in Mr. Churchill's head. If you're out of luck or out of work, we can send you to Johannesburg. All of us are here to stay. All of us are here on their way. And I would rather be anywhere else but here today. And I would rather be anywhere else but here today. I would rather be anywhere else.
Everything is mine.
in the wedding cake. You used to hold it right in your hand. If it took all you could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say.
Thank you. and welcome tonight, and I hope I see you again.
Oh, we don't have a barrel of money. Maybe we're ragged and funny, but we're traveling along, singing our song side by side.
Love is stay.
so I have to tell you who this gentleman is here behind me. This is, none of us would be here if it wasn't for him. This is Pat McManus, my grandfather. And as you see, he was a man of the cloth. he was a boy soldier, and he learned to play the trumpet and the French horn and the cornet and the bugle in Nell Hall in the military school of music. And then they sent him to France to get shot at, which he succeeded in. And then, thinking better of it, after the First World War, he got a job that was a little safer on the White Star Line. He sailed away to America, back and forward, playing in the first-class lounge of the Olympic and the Majestic and the Georgic, pretty much any ship that had Ick in the name. And he brought back my grandmother a nice way of living. You know, he made a little bit more money than a man of his background did. He brought my grandmother a fox fur wrap, which was the talk of Birkenhead. Because the fox was still alive. No, it wasn't. It was a lie. But it was, you know, they had nice furniture, and he had a double-breasted, he had a three-breasted suit, which was really unusual. Fedora, he kind of looked, you know, kind of like an extra in a gangster movie, really. And then everything was going along fine until the Depression hit everything, even the big ocean-going liners. They cut them in half in 1932. Again, it was a surprise, because it was in mid-Atlantic at the time. And the half that contained the robber barons and tycoons and dukes and earls and the Duke of Earl, Seth Blatter, David Cameron, they sailed on. They sailed on to New York to continue the important work of swindling the working man out of everything. And the half that contained the I love that sort of coward Latin applause. Beat us again, beat us again. The half that contained the musicians, they could fuck off my blue boy. And they sailed back, and my grandfather, he went looking for the work that he'd had before he went to sea. He played in the Argyle Theatre for the Music Hall Turns, and he had played in the Futurist Cinema on Lime Street, where they had a complete orchestra of 9 people to play for the silent movies. And of course, by then, talking pictures had arrived, and they didn't need him anymore. As a consequence, my grandmother held a grudge against Al Jolson for the rest of the day. You think I'm angry? You should have met her. That was a woman who could hold a grudge. Because he was in the jazz scene. So this here song is a remembrance of those times, because you never really know when they're coming back.
Third class ticket in his pocket, punching down the shadows underneath the socket. Tweed coat turned up against the fog. Smoke up just rolling all the mud between her every memory and approaches of war. Stale bread curling on a luncheon counter with his change loaded at the right amount. Forgotten man, indifferent nation, waiting on a platform at a Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you again. The sky has fallen. Ship is standing in the rain. Nobody wants to buy a counterfeited fairy lullaby in a colliery town. The hip flask and fumble scheme of some stage dog Josephine is all he'll get now. Eyes going in and out of focus, smiling bitter from tuberculosis. Forgotten man. Different nation, waiting on a platform at a Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally dawning. Jim is standing. Time to die. They need is calling you again. It's finally dawn now, June is standing red. Brilliant and glistening, you softly do whistle in your one wandering smile. Died down an hippodrome, now you're walking off to Jews alone with sound of jingling spurs. The toodaloos and all ideas down at the Argyle. Fire for the unions, our blood's so branded. There's no place for your half-cut cowboy. Never light so silent, forgotten man. Indifferent nation, waiting on a platform at a magnitude station. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally dawn, Jim is standing ready. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally dawn, Jim is standing ready. Jim is standing ready.
Technology here on this show. I don't know who's president. I don't know who's vice. I wouldn't know Jobs who if it wasn't for the rise. When it comes to questions, I admit that I'm not too bright. But I know one thing for sure, and I bet I know I'm right. Who is the meanest gal in town? Josephine. Who is the meanest gal around? Josephine. She's got the meanest style of walk. Heaven knows. This means she's got the meanest style of my best leader, Lord. She's got the meanest pair of eyes. Josephine, you heard the chatter by Cleopatra, kept all the men around her, and Desdemona, and her Cremona, and had some fella found her. Josephine, who played Juliet to some Romeo, she let him climb up three flights or more, and cut a rope and let him go. This gal is the meanest gal who ever wore a hat.
Josephine, she's got the meanest laugh of all ever known. And if you see her passing on by, just leave her alone. She's got the meanest pair of eyes all over the place, and the meanest pair of hip people raised. She doesn't do anything that's bad, but that's what makes a man who's the meanest queen. I see. I won't tell you how it's gonna be. You're gonna give your love to me. Love that lasts a one long day. And love for real, not fade away. My love bigger than a Cadillac. I tried to show you, but you drive me bad. My love for you's got to be real. I'm gonna show you just how I feel. And love for real, not fade away. It's gonna be. You're gonna give your love to me. Love that lasts more than one day. Say love for real, not fade away. Your love for real, not fade away. My love bigger than a Cadillac. I try to show you, but you drive me back. My love for you's got to be real. I'm gonna show you just how I feel. Feel love for real, not fade away. Feel love for real, not fade away. Not fade away.
Given me today is that we're going to publicize lots of efforts to give people sort of ways to play music and a very fine foundation. You look it up and you'll find out all about this. And I'm very proud to play this guitar. It was endorsed by Buddy's wife. It's pretty, it almost feels like it might have belonged to him. I'll play this one. And thank you very much for coming out tonight. Blizzards and defeats. Keep your finger on a modern dishes with crocodile tears and a pocket full of tissues. I'm just the artist that gonna wind the world of the nervous tick in a very fashionable hovel. Hang around down to be a torture. You'll never be alone with the moment. archer, there's battle with the bottom, there's nothing so novel. To me, there's almost empty gin barrels, and we do it less. You see her errors, when she has no sense for all your jealousy. In a sense, she's the smiles, very secret, charged with insults and flattery. Her body moves the mouse. Do you have to be so cool to be careless? Now you find you think this I didn't give to you. You say you have no secrets, then keep the secrets. I might make a job on his mouth, but I've been drinking the deepest fountains, like the canals and bars and the barriers. Come to you beyond belief. But I know there's not in it is. All the bad is cast on a wolf whistle. So go gentle on the pits. I fight like rose and thistle. I've got a feeling I'm gonna get a lot of it. Once this seems so appealing, now I am beyond belief.
One thing I